events they witnessed and experienced. How we view the world today, as well as our individual, racial, and social circumstances, depends on what happened to our ancestors, on what they did or did not do, on what they suffered or perpetrated. Therefore, in order to understand ourselves, we must endeavor to understand who and what our ancestors were. We must understand our past. Like many people, and perhaps more than some, I, as a Lakota, struggle to answer one of many questions. Why? Why did our history, especially in the past 200 years, happen the way it did? The answers obviously lie in the past and in the people who were part of it and know of it. There are many photographs of Lakota people from the latter part of the 19th century. Whether or not we are directly descended from anyone in those photographs, we should realize they were more than individuals isolated in a moment. They had substance to them that the photographs can only hint at. They had experiences, values, ideas, character, and much more. And some of what and who they were outlived them, because someone remembered something they said and did.